Live preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move. Disney, the parent company of ABC. And this is ABC News. We're learning new details about how the arrest of Tyler Robinson went down last week following the murder of activist Charlie Kirk. The surrender beginning with a surprise phone call, says ABC chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
A Utah sheriff described the chilling phone call he received from a retired detective who was a friend of Tyler Robinson's family.
He said, "Hey, I know who Charlie Kirk's shooter is."
The sheriff said that retired detective, along with the suspect's parents, helped convince Robinson to turn himself in.
He knew he was going to get caught. He didn't want a big SWAT team hitting his parents' house or his apartment.
After negotiating his surrender, police say that retired detective drove the suspect and his parents to the sheriff's office, where they waited for lead investigators to arrive.
Charlie Kirk's memorial service will be held at State Farm Stadium in Phoenix on Sunday. It's been designated by Homeland Security as a level one event with the same security in place as the Super Bowl. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. There's yet another candidate in the race for Democratic governor. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video.
A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at 98QCountry.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. In the early morning hours of September 14th, the City of Hayward Police Department and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in the City of Hayward. The canine from the Lacouderie Tribal Police was requested to assist. After a canine alert, a search was conducted and multiple grams of methamphetamine were located. This is Canine Jezzo's first drug find, and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to highlight his importance to the safety of the community as a whole. This also serves as a reminder of the interagency cooperation in this area to keep the community safe. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to thank all involved agencies for their assistance in this event. September 27th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's People for the People's annual recovery picnic. This is a free family event with fun for all ages with food, games, prizes, live entertainment, and more. Once again, this is taking place September 27th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Shell Lake Beach in Shell Lake. Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety. Civic Media's Joanne Krulitz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neath. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Marion Ann Tim, age 96, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, September 10, 2025, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her children, Alan Tim of Glidden, Gary Tim of Park Falls, and Kathy Bay of Park Falls, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden on Friday, September 19, 2025, at 11 a.m. Reverend Kenneth Lanners will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion Ann Tim, 96, of Glidden.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, with their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good. But like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with isolated storms around and highs in the low 70s. Rain chances continue tonight, a low in the mid 50s. More storms around Friday, high upper 60s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61. 98Q Country.
Summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy. They'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy. Don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy. Don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
Telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in, baby. I hear she saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you won't, I said I think she's crazy. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. It's fun. I'm walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf, you know too well they're trying to sell you something for nothing. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? We're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. A bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. This old heart's never smiled so hard. Loving you is fun. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Find out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that sung stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. I'll go back.
Just a week or two, but baby,
That's Martina McBride on 98Q Country with I Love You. I already said that a moment ago, but you didn't know that because I didn't turn my microphone on. Good morning. Good morning from the 98Q Country studios. And in fact, nope, not true. That was an incorrect falsehood because I'm actually broadcasting live from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness, a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Good morning. Happy 18th of September. Gray here with you from the Aspirus Health Studios, covering for Joel today on a much deserved day off for him. He's probably taking videos of bees or something today. Nothing we need to quite worry about because he's not here. So what are we up to today with no Joel in sight? Well, he's not the cat, so the mice aren't playing, but, well, I don't know. Is Darla going to be here today? Maybe the mice will be playing. We'll have to find out. But we'll certainly be having some fun focusing on that country music. Here in the front half of the 7 o'clock hour, normally on my morning show, we'd start diving into, well, this is the part of the day that becomes whatever I want it to be. Because usually by this point, I've assembled most of my materials for the day. I have taken my cynical perspective on the news headlines I've heard, and for that note, I'm probably going to leave most of the news in the hands of the ABC News team and Civic Media's own news team with those twice an hour updates we give you on the 98Q Morning Show. And instead, I wanted to chat about something I discovered, one of those beautiful things that's been right in my backyard my whole life, and technology helped me discover it. So listen often enough and you'll hear me chat with Joel or even with Rachel about mushrooms. We forage mushrooms. It's something that Rachel's not from here. She moved here because I'm here and love her for that. But she's a transplant from over in the cities. So when she moved over here a couple years ago after I moved back, we had to find something. We had to find something to love about nature. We had to find a hobby. And she did especially because there's just, you know, to the city person, there's a lot less going on here until you learn to spot where the activity is. I think we all know we live in a busier place than it seems. It's just the ways and the flavors of busy that we prefer. And it's not less, it's just different. So that's what we did. We decided, hey, what are we going to do? And Rachel started falling in love with mushroom foraging. And it's tough to identify mushrooms. There are a lot that look similar. And that's a lot of the reason why most of us just don't touch. Frankly, mushrooms aren't as scary as most of us are raised to believe. But I still agree with taking that approach because while almost none of them are scary, there are a couple out there that matter a lot. And so the general approach of, you know, just don't touch them in general, because there's not enough to risk until you know for sure. You know what I mean? The gains aren't that great. But once you can educate yourself or talk to people who do know better, it's frankly pretty easy to avoid the scary ones. That's why you'll meet so many willing mushroom foragers who aren't as afraid as maybe you were taught to be as a kid. In fact, most of those mushroom foragers were probably taught the same general don't touch it attitude. But one of the first things you learn as you start to forage mushrooms, one of the prime ways to identify some of them, even some of the scary ones, is to take a little nibble and spit it back out. No, I am not advocating that you put mushrooms in your mouth. In fact, I cannot say emphatically enough, don't do that. But again, just to illustrate the point, you might be surprised what the testing and identification methods are once you really do start to dip in. All of this to say, there's a phone app that helps a lot. Not with mushrooms, because they're still so hard to differentiate, but with plants. And in fact, it even helps with insects. It's called Seek. S-E-E-K, Seek. It's a free app. You can get it on your phone. If you've got a decently modern smartphone, even a few years old is probably fine. But it's simple. You open the camera on your phone, or you open Seek and it uses your camera, but you just point your phone at a plant and Seek tells you what plant that is. Really? I mean, like, that sounds kind of obvious, and for the younger crowd, it was like, duh, yeah, phones do that. Well, guess what, kids? They didn't used to. So it's actually pretty incredible, and it's more accurate than ever before. You can kind of imagine, you know, the arrangement of leaves or the shape of a flower petal. That's something that an AI camera can pick out a little easier than is that human being angry. You know, there are complex questions that AI can't quite answer, but is this poison ivy? it's got that one down pretty well. And in fact, identifying poison ivy for certain might be one of the more useful ways for Seek to benefit you. Again, it's free. Check out Seek. It's awesome. I now know the names of dozens of plants that I've lived with my entire life, but just didn't know about because I would have had to track down a book or things. It's not that I didn't want to know. It's that I didn't want to know badly enough to do the work to learn. Sounds horrible, but I bet most of us can say something similar. You know, that's how I treat football. You know, I'm going to give you the things that you don't mind knowing, but you don't care enough to Google. That's my niche. And that's kind of what Seek does. You point your phone at a plant and it tells you what it is. But like I mentioned, Seek also deals in insects. So I thought it was glitching the other day when I pointed my phone at a plant and it said, this is an insect. I was like, okay, clearly this is some early AI stumbling blocks, some growing pains. Obviously, this plant that I'm pointing my phone at is not an insect, but it was confident. The app was very confident, and I did something you can usually do, kind of point it away and bring it back, and it'll kind of reset and reanalyze the plant. Well, it stuck with what it said, and that it was a particular type of fly. Now, the reason I wanted to identify this particular plant was because it had a weird growth on it. It was about an 18-inch stem with a cluster of small flowers at the top. And you can picture a lot of plants like that, white or yellow, maybe even light purple on top, almost like a patch of flowers growing, a cluster of tiny ones, all from the top of a stem. There's actually a lot of plants that fit that description around here. But some of them, about 18 inches tall, have a ball halfway up the stem. You might know what I'm talking about, you might not. If you do know, then you know. And yes, I'm talking about those. They're called a gall, G-A-L-L, gall. If you have no idea, go look around like the edges of parking lots and stuff where there are tall grasses and weedy plants that are let to go. You might find one 18 inches to 2 feet tall, and about halfway up, there'll be like a shooter marble-sized ball. And very clearly, it grows as part of the stem. It's not hanging off. It's like, it almost looks like the stem grew up through this ball. It's part of the plant. And that's what I was identifying when my app said that's a bug. So I thought, okay, yeah, no. Well, I was wrong. It is a bug. I didn't know this. So maybe this is just gray proclaiming loudly that I'm an ignorant fool. I'm cool with that if that's the case, because this is neat. There are dozens and dozens of different types of flies that lay their eggs in the stems of plants. And the plant responds by building a little shell inside of itself around that insect larva, that egg that the bug laid. Now, what the plant is trying to do is protect itself from that bug, which will eventually hatch and probably try to eat the plant, at least to some degree. But what it ends up doing is providing a nice little safe space. It's like a little incubator, a little plant wall around these bugs. Now, there are other insects that have evolved to attack those, and it's a whole ecosystem built around these gall flies. That's what they're called, gall flies. Now, if you're familiar with galls, you might know that a similar process is how we used to make ink. There are similar bugs that affect oak trees in a similar way, laying their eggs inside of oak trunks, and the tree responds by building a wall around that egg. And those are called oak galls. And back in the day, we used iron gall ink. If you want to know how far back these silly little gall flies go, our Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution were almost certainly written in iron gall ink, named for the gall flies and the galls that they create. So this has definitely been a weird little rant about nothing, but it's a little science, it's a little history, and it's right here in our own backyards. Did you know you have gall flies? Gross! Stay tuned, I've got news and weather up next on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today. At its conclusion, members are expected to discuss and then vote on vaccines that are currently recommended for children. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
After an overhaul by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top vaccine advisory panel now set to begin weighing critical recommendations on vaccines covering everything from measles to hepatitis B to COVID. Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people he handpicked, several who have voiced vaccine skepticism.
Yesterday, the former head of the CDC said she was fired by Kennedy because she refused his order to pre-approve new vaccine recommendations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC over comments that Kimmel made regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unions representing those in the entertainment industry have condemned the move. Disney, the parent company of ABC. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. 060, a national electric vehicle charge point operator brand, is expanding its footprint in Wisconsin with Culver's, bringing a fast, renewable EV charging station to Rhinelander. Located along a state-designated alternative fuel corridor, the new charging station at Culver's at 620 West Kemp Street in Rhinelander will feature four high-speed charging ports capable of delivering up to 160 kilowatts per vehicle simultaneously. This infrastructure is made possible through an award from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, part of the state's first round of funding through the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Wade Leopold, Executive Vice President of Faith Technologies Incorporated, who is the founder of 060, said, quote, partnering with a well-known brand like Culver's gives us a unique opportunity to combine Midwest hospitality with clean, convenient charging. We're proud to support Wisconsin's efforts to build a robust, future-ready charging network that serves communities and travelers alike, end quote. 060 currently has 9 live charging sites with plans to develop many more charging sites across the U.S. The first wave of EV charging stations were installed in New York, California, Colorado, and Wisconsin, with several more being developed in other states. For more information on 060 and its services, you can visit 060charging.com. September 20th at 5 p.m., Sawyer County Public Health would like to invite you to their Sawyer County Walk for Tomorrow. This is a community event focused on mental health and suicide prevention. If you can't make it to the one on September 20th, there will be one also on September 26th at 4 p.m. These two local walks share one powerful message: supporting one another, raising awareness, and working together for a healthier tomorrow. Bring your friends, family, and neighbors as they walk with purpose and hope. Once again, this is taking place September 20th at 5 p.m. over at the Winter School in Winter, and September 26th at 4 p.m. over at the Hayward High School track in Hayward. Love beer, but hate mosquitoes? Joanne Krulitz has some unfortunate news.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Rabobank University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And we'll get to an update from the Civic Media sports team in just a moment, but now I'm joined here in the Aspirus Health studio by Kyle Cronin himself, District Administrator over at Chequamegon School District. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning.
A beautiful one of a certain flavor, as we were just discussing. It's the T-storms, chance of T-storms, and hey, a nice break on Saturday when it's just showers likely.
Yeah, but then Sunday or Saturday night, T-storms.
Oh, I'm not scrolling to the right because I know what awaits me. But what awaits us in this week or upcoming for the Chequamegon School District?
We've got a lot happening. We do have some job openings, some anticipated job openings. We had kind of a surge in enrollment here as the summer went on, which
really
was a positive development.
That's awesome to hear. Pay attention to the census sign, you know which way it's been going these last couple decades.
So yeah, we definitely have broke the mold here this fall. Not that our year-to-year enrollment's not necessarily up, but from the spring, we had seen a serious dip during the year, and we're probably back to where we were last fall, which is
nice.
Truly, if we can start on parity, that's actually a great thing.
When you expect a dip, stagnation or maintaining is probably the better word. If you can maintain unexpectedly, that's a good surprise.
Yeah, we were expecting, we definitely were going into this fall expecting a further dip, and it did not materialize. In fact, it went the other way. So I think we're going to need to expand our 4K and actually have another section of that. So we have an anticipated 4K teacher opening, paraprofessional aid openings, certified occupational therapy assistant opening, assistant high school boys coach. So a few openings. But now, on to what's really going to happen in the next couple of weeks. We got homecoming coming up.
Yes.
In just over a week. Just over a week, it's going to get started. And so the student council at Schwamigan High School is looking for businesses, organizations looking to be in the 2025 homecoming parade on Friday, October 3rd at 2 p.m. That parade's going to take place. Maybe we'll get some radio station participation this year. Hint, hint.
I make no promises, but I might be there. I will be.
If you're interested in your business, organization, potentially being in the parade, contact the following email. CHS, Schwamigan High School. So CHS, Student Council, all one word, at csdk12.net. So CHS, Student Council, at csdk12.net. So you can find out more or maybe give a call up to the high school as well. The Leo Club. So that is our Youth Lions group that exists within the high school. They are starting Learn to Connect today. And that's to help some folks who maybe need a little hand on their smartphone or wondering why this goofy app popped up and they just don't know what it is. And so just a little help from our students. They've been doing this the past several years. That starts today at 9:30 a.m. at Schwamigan High School. It goes about an hour. There's usually snacks and refreshments served. Picture retake day, big day tomorrow across the entire district.
My favorite day every year. So I needed it.
If you either didn't get your picture or if you need a new picture, picture retake day tomorrow. Also tomorrow at the high school, letter jacket ordering. There is a deposit required on that. So any high school students interested in a letter jacket. End of next week, Jostens will be here to work with the sophomores if they want class rings and or the seniors for their graduation supplies already. It's amazing how quickly this moves. Homecoming week is September 29th through October 4th, homecoming dances on the 4th. Again, the parade and a lot of festivities on the 3rd. There will be a bonfire again this year, powder puff football game, the Friday night football game. I believe we have a home volleyball game coming up that week. The dance, so a lot going on with homecoming week. I'll have more details on that next week. But again, looking for parade entries. A couple middle school happenings. Again, picture day across the entire district. We've got the Schwamigan Middle School Fall Color Trip to Copper Falls. That's going to be next Friday, the 26th. So that's coming up. We've got several middle school sporting events coming up. We got a Schwamigan Middle School football game at home versus Prentice on the 23rd. And then girls basketball at home on the 29th. So a few things coming up. Let's see here. Want to thank from Park Falls Elementary School, the Park Falls American Legion, for the school supplies. They provided some school supplies to the elementary. And then just a few happenings here. We've got varsity volleyball tonight at Crandon, 6 p.m. JV volleyball at Butternut at 5:20. Football tomorrow versus Flambeau at home at 7 p.m. Cross country on the 20th. So Saturday, heading over to Wausau East for an 8 a.m. Run. Football JV at Flambeau on Monday the 22nd at 5. Volleyball at Prentice on September 23rd at 5:30 for the JV and 7 for the varsity. Cross country, and that's middle school and High School. Will be going out on the 23rd as well over to Spencer. Varsity Volleyball JV at Lakeland on September 25th. 26th, the cross country over to River's Edge Golf Course in Stratford. That is a 7 o'clock Friday night run. So that's a little different. And then football next week at Athens at 7 o'clock. So a few happenings going on, Greg. So,
and Athens is, that's the third to last. That's already the third. We're in the second half of the football season. We're pretty firmly. I mean, there's.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I mean, yeah, it's easy to. I think a lot of us accidentally measure it against the yardstick of the NFL that keeps going all the way for half of the year. But no, we're homecoming is kind of that halfway point or even sort of the over the hill mark. And boy.
Can you give me a moment here on a sports topic that I just want to make people aware of with our football program?
Oh, yeah.
And this is really interesting. So the last several years, we have co-opt with Butternut and Mercer. That co-op continues this year. In eight-man football in the WIA, the rule is if you have over 200 students in your school, you're not able to compete in the playoffs. Well, when you're in a co-op program, and this has been beneficial for the program because we have we've definitely needed to work with Butternut and Mercer to make this program work, but we've never been playoff eligible. Next year, that co-op changes. Schwamigan will run its own football program. Mercer and Butternut are going in a different direction with things. I believe they're going to head up and maybe co-op. I don't know if both of them are, but I believe both of them may be co-oping with Mellon. But that will make the program playoff eligible starting next year.
That's incredibly exciting. Now, that does mean we might have to rouse a couple more to fill the roster.
And our coach has been doing that. So we've been working on really Mr. Simone. Coach Simone has been working on trying to get kids out into the program. So exciting stuff in store this year, not playoff eligible. So when the season does come to the end, this harkens back to the 60s and early 70s in Wisconsin. Football ended when your conference season ended.
Well, and, one thing I'm thinking of, this is how rivalries get created. Our team just got split, and we're staying right here. That means somebody who we used to know is coming to town maybe to say hello.
Maybe.
Depending on how the conferences lay out, depending what the co-op structure is. And, of course, it's all in good fun and sportsmanship and competition.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I want to certainly – we thank those programs for being a part of ours. But some opportunity for all the kids, regardless of the school, right, to continue on into potentially playoff football in the future.
That's awesome that we were able to pull together and make that opportunity happen. Yes. And time passes, things change. So good luck to all involved in their future in their future football pursuits. But
and we got to get through this season. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
It would be great to go out with some wins here.
Yes, absolutely.
To go out with some wins.
And we'll actually be chatting live this morning later with Coach Mike Simone right here in the Aspirus Health Studio. I may or may not have kind of been hoping you bumped into each other at the same time. I was like, all right, now we get the whole. No, it's okay. It's okay. He's Coach Simone is actually going to be in quite a bit later today. That was just a bad joke to finish with today. No. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator, thank you so much for being here.
I probably
this morning.
Teed that up for you.
A little bit, but I didn't hit it hard enough. I picked my head up on the drive, I think. Hey, I look forward to hopefully seeing you again soon. And check out a lot of that info for yourself.
Hey, look who's here.
Oh, you're kidding me. All right, we've got a committee.
Look who's here.
Coach Simone. You mind popping in?
For sure.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
All right. So we were just talking about you, matter of fact. You may have heard us a little bit.
I won't stay long. I'll let you get to your thing. But I was kind of teeing up some future for Schwamigan football next year. We certainly need to get through this year and go out with some wins, right, Coach?
For sure, yes.
Yeah. But I was just talking about the playoff opportunities in the future and how the program's going to change. And so maybe a great segue into your comments about Flambeau tomorrow night, and
yeah, for sure. Definitely have been appreciative of the students that we have in our co-op. I know, especially this year, we've got one senior leader from both of those schools, and we would not be the same team without either one of those individuals. But it's hard not to be excited looking forward at the potential of getting some playoff opportunities down the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's one of those things where people who would look at it, and you know, if you're interested enough to ask the question, how do we get to where we are, you can see the benefits. You know, I think a lot of us, I mean, in fact, we were. It was a decision that was was made. Yeah, we'll trade playoffs to have a regular season.
Yes.
No playoffs is a lot better than no football, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
thankfully, and big shout out to everybody who's contributed to it, not least of which you, Coach Simone. We've noticed the legwork you've been doing. We've seen you going all around everywhere in this area. If you're wondering who's that guy with the glorious beard who's everywhere right now, that's Coach Mike Simone. He's responsible for building the football team into a potentially playoff-bound shape, but that's next year. We've got a whole season that we've got to finish
this year.
And sure. Much like Bill Belichick on to Buffalo, right? What's on the plate this week? What are you thinking about today as you're preparing? Thank you, Mr. Cronin. We look to see you next week. But Coach Simone hanging out with us for a little bit longer, as long as you have time, I hope.
Sure, yes.
Welcome to the Aspirus Health Studios. What is on the plate today? What is top of your mind today when it comes to football? Without tipping the hand on the game plan.
For sure. Definitely excited for a good opportunity this week. Flambeau is a very, very talented team coming into town. They're 4-0 for a reason. They've played some good competition. And they've done well in each and every one of those games. I think we have some opportunities to, as long as we're executing the way that we know we're capable of, we're not making mistakes, we're not making turnovers, we're not shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties. All the teams that Flambeau has played has showed they can move the ball on them and can still get stops once in a while, and I think as long as we're taking care of what we can control, I think we can put ourselves in position to have a good competitive game.
Of course. Now, a lot of times, it's again, the yardstick that we use, whether we should or not, is often the NFL, and the head coach of an NFL team is usually taking the role of one of the coordinators. Do you find yourself thinking defense or offense more often, or are you just thinking, man, I need to know both, and I need to have both ready?
It's good to definitely have an understanding of both, and in my time coaching, I've spent times in both roles as a defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator. My role on this staff is a little more offense focused, so I'm the one that's been setting up offense, putting our schemes together and offensive game plans that way, and I have a great assistant who's been taking care of the defense and putting those guys in positions to succeed this year. But you definitely need to have a good understanding of both sides of it, and it helps to know defense and what a defense is going to try to do to be able to attack it offensively, and then the same vice versa. If you know what the offense is going to try to do to take advantage of you and your weaknesses, it's a lot easier to make the adjustments to try to stop it too.
But how do you avoid the spiral of the mind game? You know, it's just like, is this a reverse, or is it a double reverse, or is it a triple reverse, and they're going to know that I'm ready for it? Like, how do you stop yourself from overthinking it all?
It's definitely tough sometimes. I think at the end of the day, we're doing the best we can to prepare these guys to play with what's in front of them. They each have responsibilities that they're responsible for each and every play, and if they each individually do their jobs, it shouldn't matter if there's double, triple, quadruple reverses or anything of the sort. If they're in their areas and taking care of their responsibilities, like if we're all can count on each other as our 8-man group of guys out there, I think it really shouldn't matter in the end what they throw at us.
Well, that's really what you do. You basically provide a set of quick process, pre-programmed instructions for if A, then B. But then you do that about 60 to 80 times for different scenarios. You provide for the edge cases, and we wrap it up in a little bow and call it a game plan and pretend that it's not, holy cow, as much work as any class you ever took in college, I'd imagine. Like, this is, we don't come to this by accident or with a little bit of casual. Something tells me that your family would confirm you spend a lot of time with football when you're not on the field.
Yeah, I think pretty much all of my free time in the season is spent at home with my laptop watching film one way or another, and I think the weekends especially too. The entire day Saturday is breaking down what happened on Friday, and the entire day Sunday is usually getting prepared for what we're going to see that next week, and then the little moments of free time we're still trying to chip away, see if there's anything new I can notice, anything different we could take advantage of, and it's definitely a very time-consuming process, but I definitely love football, so it's still fun to be able to get into all of that and break all that stuff down.
Of course, and it's fun to watch too, so thank you for benefiting us that way. Of course, the win is in the competition, and the lessons that are inherent in competitive sports, those are the real focus, but that W never hurts, does it?
Definitely always feels good. I know, especially this last week when we went against Prentice, knowing that I had been teaching and coaching there the last couple of years, to go down and get a W down in Prentice was definitely a really exciting moment for sure.
I mean, how cool is it to see you drew up a game plan, And none of us knows when we plan our day if it'll end the way we plan it. But when you have such a complex plan that has so many moving pieces, you have to trust these guys. And they have to trust each other, most of all. That, to me, might be the single most important thing is, like, anybody who watches can see it, even if you don't know football. There's some guys who trust each other, which kind of makes it all the more bitter in a way that we're losing that co-op aspect. But you may have heard me mention to Mr. Cronin a moment ago, this is how rivalries get started, too. If you split a team in half, if they end up playing each other, ooh, that might be fun. Are you guys looking forward to potentially seeing guys you know next year?
Yeah, I think that's always... It adds an extra little flavor to things. And just to speak from my own experience, last year when I was coaching Prentice, like, I was always part of that Rib Lake Prentice co-op. Yes. That had been around for 50 some years. And when we played each other last year, it was definitely an intense game, and you could feel it on both sides how badly everybody wanted to win and take it to each other in that opportunity. And It definitely adds a exciting element to things.
I think we're talking about why we love football at this point, whether we realize it or not. Coach Mike Simone, Shawamigan School District, soon to be a little more on our own here, but hey, we've got to finish this season first. And up next this week, it is Flambeau at Shawamigan, 7 p.m. this Friday, the 19th. We'll have that on our sister station, 103.1 Trail Mix. Steve Jetland will have the call. Coach Simone, thank you for giving us a little bit of your time, because as we know, you are a busy guy. One last question for you. I discovered the truth behind a saying that exists in NFL media, which is that there is no off season. That means we're talking football, we're researching football, we're learning football, especially when we're not coaching, playing, when it's not happening. Is there an off season for you, or is this a year-round activity?
I think it's a little easier at the high school level to have some type of downtime in the off season, but at the same time, like, I'm always looking to see what can I tweak, what can I add, looking forward to, all right, what might we be able to have on our team next year? Who can we recruit? If we have these people, what types of things can we do? How can I maybe tweak the schemes to best fit these guys' talents? What new plays can I drop? I'm always on Twitter. I see videos of different play designs, and I'm always thinking, ooh, can we do something similar to that? And how can we tweak something like that to make it our own? And so in some ways, yes, but in some ways, I'm still always thinking football. So,
well, that dovetails then into what will actually be my final question for you. I don't want to steal too much of your time, but okay, when you manage to turn off the football brain, what occupies the free time? Are you out in the woods? Who's Coach Simone outside of football?
Yeah, it's a good question. At my heart, I still like to consume football in some way, shape, or form. So I love watching it on Sundays and Saturdays. I do like to spend some time outside. I love going on hikes and walks with my wife, kayaking opportunities when the weather is appropriate, and going on out of town, some different shopping trips and stuff, just spending some time, quality time together with
exactly.
her is usually good. But
those activities that are more about who you were with than what we're doing, I think is kind of the common theme there. Well, I think most of us will be only half surprised. If you're wondering, where is Coach Simone when he's not at the game? He may be kayaking, but he's definitely thinking about football. Thank you again for so much of your time this morning. Can't wait to watch. I'm looking forward to another W tomorrow and everything to come for the Shawamigan High School football program. All Shawamigan, maybe some participation. I'm excited either way. Thank you for bringing football, keeping it here in the Northwoods in Park Falls. I've got to get to the sports update from Civic Media's own Mike Clemens and the Civic Media Radio Network, along with a word from sponsors to finish the top of the hour. News, weather, and sports coming up on 98Q Country.
Magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
college football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, with their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good. But like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Covered Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
The Northern Aged Iron Tractor and Threshing Show is happening this weekend, September 20th and 21st, at the fairgrounds on State Highway 13 in Highbridge, just 20 miles south of Ashland. Admission is only $5 for both days, and kids 12 and under get in free. Enjoy threshing exhibits, antique tractors, kids' activities, food, raffles, and live music Saturday night. The 2025 tractor line features all Alice Chalmers models. Learn more at northernagediron.com and follow on Facebook.
Honeyline Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, groceries, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding the shooting of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer holding a news conference following meetings on trade and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines will be recommended for children against diseases like the measles, the chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News. Students on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi say they are in shock and reeling after a 21-year-old black student was found hanging from a tree on campus earlier this week. Police asking for patience as they await autopsy results on the young man. ABC's Jack Dante has been tracking the investigation.
Authorities are going to go and look at video evidence. They're going to talk to associates.